Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma's wheat improvement team, led by state wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new wheat varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peters says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, early cattle trades expected to be moderately lower, with traders having the weekend to assess Friday's cattle on feed report. Feeder cattle trades expected to be most focused on the market, following total placements through the month of February at 102%. This is a 6% jump from pre-report estimates and is expected to be viewed generally bearish through the overall complex. Now, cattle on feed numbers came in at 101% year-ago levels. That's still a percentage point over estimates, and this is not expected to create a significant long-term shift in overall supply levels, but could quickly cool the buyer support recently in feeder cattle trade the last couple of weeks. Now, early mixed trade expected today following a volatile shift late last week that quickly broke the hog markets out of the emotionally charged limit gains the past few days. With hog futures still trading at contract highs, the focus on continued strong fundamental and technical support remains well-rooted through the entire complex.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, the wheat contracts are mixed to begin the week, encouraged by China's decision to purchase U.S. corn, with hopes U.S. wheat could be next, but fighting slow export logistics. In addition, funds continue to add to their record net short position in Kansas City wheat, despite the fact price appears to have made an intermediate term bottom and is moving higher. Corn futures are higher this morning and emboldened by China's purchase of corn Friday, as well as managed funds moving to a new record short position. Technicians are also starting to climb aboard as corn works on its fourth higher close in a row after making out the March 4 highs. While the May contract hasn't done it yet, highs on Friday and Monday are knocking on the 50-day moving average. Soybeans are higher to start the new trading week but remain well inside last week's trading range. The next 2 weeks are big for the U.S.-China trade talks, as U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin head to Beijing before China's vice premier comes to Washington, D.C. next week. We're going to check your futures in just a moment. At the close Friday, April live cattle down 17 cents, 129.72. June down 40 cents, 123.50. April feeder cattle down 12 cents, 148.80. And May was up a nickel at 154.05. April hogs unchanged, 78.32. May up 42 cents, 87.02. Kansas City wheat, May was down 2 cents, 4.45. July was down 1 3/4 at 453.5. Chicago wheat, May down a half penny, 4.66. July down 3/4 at 4.70 3/4. May corn up 2 cents, 3.78 1/4, and July's up 2 cents at 3.87 1/2. May soybeans down 6 3/4 at 9.03 3/4. July is down 7 cents, 9.17 1/4. May cotton up 12 cents, 76.70, and July's up 15 cents, 77.72. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.